Welcome back to Dubai Dog Story, the show where we share real stories from doctors who moved to the UAE and built a working life here, so other doctors abroad can understand what it really looks like to work here. I'm Dr. Angela Thomas, and I run Dubai Docs Fast Track, where we help doctors to go from I am considering to move to UAE to I'm licensed to work here without wasting months of avoidable mistakes. Today's episode is a unique one because it covers a career path many doctors do not even consider, moving from geriatrics into a role as a school doctor here in the UAE. Our guest is Dr. Hilke Thiele, a German doctor with a professional background in geriatrics and now works as a school doctor. In this conversation, we will cover how she made it to move from Germany to Dubai, my home country actually, from Germany, and what a school doctor actually does in the day-to-day life and what to watch out for if you wanted to work here in a kind of a similar role, and whether living as a specialist in geriatrics feels something to leave behind. This with overriding it as a role in the school doctor's lifestyle. So, Dr. Hilke, very welcome. And let's dive into and start with the question. Why Dubai?
Well, that's a good question. It all started with my husband. He got a job offer as a teacher here in Dubai at the mm-hmm. German International School mm-hmm. for English and History. Mm-hmm. And yeah, at first we weren't sure if we were moving to Dubai because we already had a really nice life in Germany mm-hmm. with a great house, great lifestyle, good jobs, good work-life balance. But then we decided as a family to take this opportunity because, yeah, we wanted to show our kids and also for us, we know there's more than just Germany mm. and the northern part of Germany. And yeah, we wanted to show our kids the world and to grow up open-minded.
Mm-hmm. That's where you come from the northern part of Germany. Your name tells every story. It's very Nordic.
Correct.
Yeah. So how have you been working in Germany, in a hospital or in a private clinic? Did you have your own clinic? How was it?
Well, I have a working experience from like 16 years, mm-hmm. and most of the time I worked in hospitals. Mm-hmm. So the last 7 years, I've been I was a consultant mm-hmm. in a hospital mm-hmm. For geriatrics and internal medicine, mm-hmm. and then the last 2 years I worked. Like a family medicine physician in a clinic. Yeah, and we did all these checkups. We did house visiting for the patients, like these things. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very interesting. Mm-hmm. So the opportunity arose in Germany where your husband got offered a place. So it's something very, really good that I see that you have taken it as a family. You decided this option it could be something that you followed. And for you as a doctor, how difficult was it to find how to get your life as a doctor in Dubai? There is a licensing involved. Were you unsure how to go, what to do? Or did the school actually helped you a lot? Has this been set it up because your husband has been a teacher, so they looked simultaneously for a position for you? Or how did it felt in your labs?
Yeah. When the decision was made that we going to move to Dubai, for me it was clear from the first moment that I wanted to work here as well and not just accompany my husband and mm-hmm. being a housewife mm-hmm. when I worked all the time and was a consultant in Germany. Mm-hmm. So I decided to to do this DHA licensing process on my own, and it was really really difficult actually to do all these, to understand all these steps, to know what they mean about all these different means, like what is consultant, what is, and they, I remember something like, are you like a chefarzt or something? And I was like, no, I was not a chefarzt. I was just an Oberarzt. So, and it was really difficult. And I was in this process. I was like, okay, maybe I press this button now and then it's all over and I do the wrong thing. So it was very challenging to do this all on my own. And this was a process during the application from my husband. And it took me, I think, the whole process about 7 to 8 months. And during this time and getting everything looked over by data flow and getting all these verifications, and I had to also study for this internal medicine exam. And this was also a very challenging process because I had my full-time work. I'm a mother of two children. And during this whole process, I had to study as well for this exam. But yeah, it worked. But I think, like when I look back, it would have been easier if I would have had some help or some other doctors who could advised me. But it, because I did it all on my own.
And you saying there was also an exam involved, it can be actually also challenging to have 16 years experience as not a chefarzt but an Oberarzt, which actually entitled you to be exempted from the exam somehow. But nevertheless, when you don't have any visibility, you maybe not even see this chance. And how much did you actually think of being back, having an easier life, if you would have known somebody like Dubai Docs Fast Track would have been able to help you in all of these processes? Would have been this a peace of mind in your daily life to structure, and also knowing that you did everything that you could do, for example, also to maybe take a chance on being exempted of the exam and all of these? Tell me a little bit, how was the...
I think it was really, I thought about this, but I actually didn't trust the companies because I've read so many things on the internet about how they... how it was a ripoff or something like this. And then I was like, okay, I just try. I try to do it on my own. But if I have known someone or a good company, I think it would be a huge help for everybody who comes to, who was planning to come to Dubai as a doctor to seek some help. Because, you know, I'm a consultant actually, and now there's it's just called I'm a specialist for internal medicine, but I'm a consultant, but they didn't get some things, they didn't
That is often the problem, that you do not know from the outside how smartly positioned you can get your documents actually to get full use out of your career. But I got you covered. We're going to update you. No worries. We're going to look after this into. And that brings me also to the next step, because it's not only how to figure out step by step what to do. It's also about understanding actually the whole system where medical life is actually held, how to be a doctor in this system. It must have been a very big challenge or something fearful for you. I think being a mother of two children, having an academically background and specification like you, and following your husband is something very bold to do, actually. How did you overcame this with your mindset? How did you had actually the security? Yes, even if I'm now specialist and not a consultant, even if I have to maybe downgrade my career on the title that I'm actually holding, how did you do this with your mindset? What was the biggest motivation for you to still go on?
Because I think it has something to do with the background of my family. My husband supported me all these years before. Mm-hmm. I think it would have been very challenging and maybe not even possible to be a consultant in Germany for internal medicine and geriatrics, doing all those shifts and night shifts and weekends, if he wouldn't have supported me. Mm. And we were thinking about a family now, that he has the opportunity now to do something amazing for his career. Mm. And also, I mean, for me, it's also okay, I'm kind of downgraded because now it says specialist, but I know I'm much
know
more.
What you know.
And for me, it's even challenging to work in the school because I have to work for the Dubai Health Authority now. Mm. I mean, it's a huge authority here, and it's all a totally different job now. I mean, it was not easy, but I knew everything about internal medicine. It was my daily life was, I didn't have to think about how to treat heart failure or something like this. Now I treat children. I have to take care of their immunizations. So it's a different work aspect. And I learn a lot as well, all these bureaucratic things, how to create Excel sheets. And now I'm a perfect in that. And I wasn't, because I was just working with the patients, on the patient, and have diagnostic skills. Now I have very good computer skills as well.
Very good.
So, you have to think about this. And it's not a... it's always like this. I want to improve. I want to develop. And I don't think it's just this point and I will stuck to this point. No.
Very good. So... the part of stepping out of a comfort zone that always has a connection to develop your own skills, and very good that you outlined this of what is even possible. And that is a bold step of being a doctor, to go out of this comfort zone. I really must congratulate you to that, and you have my full respect. Tell us a little bit, how is it you have already started, and gave us a little bit insight. How is it to be a school doctor, and what happened inside you when you had been offered this position by the first time to be a school doctor? Was it, wow, there's something exciting? Or was it, I don't know.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I even didn't know about this job position as a school doctor, because in Germany we don't have school doctors. But I see myself now kind of a pediatrician, but also working for the public health and working for the Dubai Health Authority, actually, which is kind of the Gesundheitsamt in Germany.
Yeah.
And it's what I do now. My work includes like workshops, health education for parents, for children, but also, taking care of the first aid. Mm-hmm. We have like 60 to 70 children each day who visit our school clinic for minor or some major injuries, or if they don't feel well, etc. Then the other big part is I plan and conduct huge vaccination campaigns for all the students according to the DHA immunization guideline and according to this DHA vaccination program, which differs from the one in Germany. Mm-hmm. I also plan and conduct huge medical screening programs for the students, like vision screening. I do it by myself, hearing screening for grade one students. And we have a partnership with a dental clinic. They are conducting the dental screening for grade 1, 4, 7, and 10 students. And I also have to the main focus is on prevention. Mm-hmm. So I conduct the medical checkups and screenings, which is mandatory from DHA for all students, grade 1, 4, 7, 10, and all new students. So I'm very busy with this part also. And I told you, it's a lot of documentation, a lot of reporting. All the work we are doing, we have to report and do an annual report from each and everything we did for DHA. Mm-hmm. This is a huge part.
Very interesting, Hilke. When you mentioned that you are a school doctor and we met the first time in our community, then it just really clicked on me because I know school doctors from my childhood when I grew up in East Germany. That's when I know we had some similar similarities like that. So that was nothing foreign. But in Germany at this very moment, this is something we don't have, or it's not been fostered by the government. And I think it's something such beautiful thing to have this here in Dubai, to have a lot of things that has been maybe a potential of being overridden by parents who don't know sight, hearing, also obesity, good health in nurturing the kids. I think you have a big role in that. I find this so attractive and such a big job. Congratulations to that.
Thank you so much.
Do you feel somehow the same, or is it something that you miss from your old career in Germany, from the specification that you actually had?
Of course, I like my job. I like working in a school environment, having all the, it's kind of like working in a hospital with all the staff members. Mm-hmm. And this is really nice, and working with children. But of course, I miss my diagnostic skills. So I'm not able to take bloods, to do ultrasound, or order an X-ray or something like this. So of course I miss this a lot, looking over medication and being the detective I was.
Yes. Yeah. I've been on this big exhibition that we have, WHX, and they had actually DHA as well. I was there, enrolled or showcased their educational program. So maybe you can be a very good benefit for them to educate students on your skills in your field. I think that would be something so insightful, because that is something that the government also leads to more and more, to educate the people who are here or coming here. So I imagine that you eventually get somehow back to your old roots and be able to combine it. Hilke, I have a question on you as a mother, being a doctor and a mother here to relocate. In terms of children, what would somebody have to look after, especially you have children around 7 and 11, I think. Mm-hmm. And what is the preparation that you did when you knew it will be maybe in a year or in a half year from now, be Dubai as the base hub for our family? What and how did you prepare your kids for?
You mean when other doctors plan to come with the family?
Yes. How did you prepare your kids in digesting this relocation process?
We spoke like really openly with our kids, and we never said something like, oh, you have to move. Like, we were always like showing them the positive sides. So we have this opportunity. We are the ones who can move. And if we don't like it, we can always go back. Mm-hmm. But we have our home. Everything is settled. Yeah. But I think that's how they came here to Dubai and started their life. Mm-hmm. They see moving to Dubai as a chance, an opportunity to grow up with the multicultural in a multicultural environment, and being able to improve their English skills, learning Arabic, and now they even say, "Mom, I don't know if when we move to Germany or to Singapore someday, we are world citizens." That's what they are saying now. They see they are not thinking small. They and I think as parents, you can deliver this to your children, just to say, "Hey, it's good that we can do this. We have the opportunity."
That's a very good testimonial of you being a parent working on one side as two parents together, which then reflects on the outcome of the children, that they don't even see themselves as German or UAE citizens, but world citizens. Mm-hmm. It's something so beautiful, because that's what we have in Germany, unfortunately, that this is the kind of the negativity that goes throughout our whole society. And here it is the totally opposite. And I think that is something so, such a good of an outcome. How did you felt like when you communicated this to your inner family or maybe your extended friends that you will do this move? Was they actually belittling what you had planned, or were they inspired or encouraging? How was that with your environment?
Well, the closest family, they were like, okay, we knew something would be coming up with you guys, but now Dubai, okay. But they supported us. Mm-hmm. We're happy for us, actually, because they knew we wanted a progress. And some neighbors, some not that close friends, mm-hmm. We had the feeling those who are not even satisfied with their own life, they were like, oh, Dubai, they haven't even been here. Indeed. Before. Yeah. But they were like, why are you doing this? And how could you do this to your children? Mm. They have no freedom. They have like this. Mm.
And you have to wear a scarf.
Yeah. And even if we didn't even ask for their opinion, yeah, they told us anyway. I thought it was mostly from those people who are not happy with their own lives. Yeah. And the ones who had great jobs, great social life, they were like, yeah, great.
Very good.
Yeah, they
were
happy with us.
Now, you as a family here in Dubai with two children, what are the biggest challenges with two children to be here?
I think... Well, for us, it's very good because I think for most families, it's a difficult and expensive life with children here in the school fees. Mm-hmm. But this is not a problem for us because my husband is from the German government here. Mm-hmm. So this is all covered. So we are very lucky. But this is a huge thing. And also the activities and extracurricular activities, it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. So you can't just let your children do like five things and if they like it or not, doesn't matter. No, they have to choose because it's very expensive. Mm-hmm. And the traffic is a huge problem. So mm-hmm. we don't have play dates during the week because we can't manage it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we have the play dates on the weekends. And what also you have to be aware and that the weather, I mean, it's nice, it's lovely, but from May to September, you can't let your children play long hours outside, maybe in the early mornings or in the evenings, but it's really hot. And then your children are, or the whole family has to go to indoor parks or mm-hmm. something like this.
Yeah, so, but they are available.
They are available.
And, as a doctor, when it comes to your budget, it's also possible to have maintaining basically
of course
activities and something. Yeah.
But I mean, at least for the start is not always easy for every doctor here, so they just have to keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. It's not like in Germany you have this Verein and it's mm-hmm. cost like 30 euros a month. No, it's other different.
Yeah. It's different. Every activity is also profit orientated and it's nothing for free, so called. And that is something that you have a good lifestyle, but also you on one hand pay no taxes, but on the other hand there is a lot of fees and maybe also fines if you drive too fast and so mm-hmm. on. But and generally, what would you give as an advice for a doctor in any kind of situation that would ask you today, hey, I see you've been moving. I see you've been going to Dubai. What would you give them as advice? What they should do and maybe what they should avoid?
Well, we talked about this DHA licensing process that is really challenging if you don't know anyone here and you don't know the process, and the website is also not that easy to understand. Yeah. So I would advise actually to seek help for the DHA licensing process. Also, I would recommend it's being a doctor here is different than in Germany, because here it's a lot of how you present and show yourself. It's not just all about qualifications. It's important as well. But it's even more important, in my opinion here, to show who you are, what you can do, and the jobs, not even the ones with the best qualifications are getting the jobs. And there's a lot of competition here in Dubai. So I think you just have to be aware, have good qualification, and yeah, present yourself. It's important how you present and show yourself to, and then you get more opportunities, and you have all those opportunities here, but
to find them.
And for some Germans, I think it's not that easy, and not, and doctors are different. They are not like, here I am, I'm the best. No, a lot of doctors are, see, I'm a good doctor, I have studied, I worked a lot, but they don't have this marketing mindset.
A lot of people, when they have their interview for the job, is something that they also get asked, who is doing the marketing from the employer itself. And then if they don't have anything, I'm not into marketing, I'm not into Instagram, I'm not into LinkedIn whatsoever, it's always a difficulty for them to really seek through that they do the job good. Not because they might not do the job good, but what is the, actually this is the case here in Dubai. An employer sees also out of an economically background, what is the use if I have a good trained or a good educated, a good skilled expert, a good skilled doctor, if he or she cannot make themselves visible. So that's why marketing is often a very big key factor when it comes to employment. So yeah, that is something that I would also everybody advise to do. So yeah, thank you for being here to let us a little bit inside, gain a little bit insight for being a school doctor and your path here. And if we wanted to find you, we find you where? You wanted to share this?
Well, yeah, I am the German International School Dubai is located at the near Silicon Oasis in an academic city.
Yes, I've been there with my daughter once. And she said then when she wanted to go to school, I really like it here. It feels like home. And I was like, it's quite loud, but
it is.
But yeah, it is after the curriculum that the Germans, the Germans are used to. So maybe it's the first step, which is good for the transition. Yeah, to enroll out and see all of the other opportunities. So thank you, Hilke.
Thank you for having me,
being here, and letting us pick your brain.
Thank you.
Shukran.